Okay, we start Simin Tes Zayin. We come to the end of Hilchos Ishus. It's interesting, the last Simin were all the relatives. So I was thinking I'll give a share on the ones that are missing. I couldn't find any that are missing. So we move on to Simin Tes Zayin. Now, so we did all the relatives, we did Shtukis and Asufis, and we did women who were suspected of adultery, and we did relatives of Kayanim, and the months of Havchana, and all the relatives, what's left. So the last Simin is intermarriage. That's like the last marrying Gayim, or Shivchais, when they were around. So this Simin talks about, at least the first two Sifim that we're going to learn today, talk about intermarriage, about Rechman Otzlan, a Jewish man marrying a Gaiusha woman, or Gaiusha man marrying a Jewish woman, and what the Isser is. I think we would all understand that intermarriage is not permitted. Now, Kedushin. So that's what the Rishaitim deal with. The language of the Torah is loisis chatein ba. Chitun implies marriage, right? Chasnus loisis chatein ba, right? Bitcha loisi kach lebanecha, right? In penya suru banecha meacharai. So the point is that the source of the issur of intermarriage is not. It seems to be a pasuk, but it's really a machlekes rishayim, and it's a little shocking the shita of most rishayim. What I mean to say is this: the Torah expresses it as loisis chatein bam. So the Rambam, who's very the Rambam who usually understands deals with svara and applies it to psukim, rather than dealing with the psukim and then figuring out the svara. What I mean to say is there's a general difference of opinion in the Mahalach of Rishayim. We have a Kabbalah from Chaim Volozhiner that most machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Shas have to do with the shita of how to deal with it. Rashi generally goes with, in Chumash he goes with Pshutei Shel Mikra. In Gemara he goes with the language of the Gemara. To Rashi, the first important thing is that it should fit well into the language of the Gemara. And then you have kashas from other sugyas, so you have to deal with it. But first learn up the Gemara. Chaim Volozhiner says that Tosfos Shita is first to make everything fit with Shas. And even if you have to be matzik the Lashon, even if you have to say the Lashon, you have to shtup a little bit, it's kedai to be matzik the Lashon in order to make sugyas fit one with the other. That's what Chaim Volozhiner says is the general mahalach of the machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. And if you're aware of it, you learn many, and I can't say all, but many of the machlokes, it fits with that very much. The idea is to make it fit. One thing comes to mind above Metzia and Abbeis is an expression, Drora de Mamayna. Drora de Mamayna, so Rashi has a taich that fits into the Gemara well. Tosfos says, but it says the Lashon Drora Mamayna other places of Shas, it means something else. So therefore Tosfos says something else, it doesn't fit well into the Gemara, he's matrik the svara of the Gemara. So this is an example of the Chalukei Deis. There's a safe we have it upstairs of Klalei HaShas. I forget the name, Leket something. We have it upstairs. One of the Enikol Karabalajan writes it, having the Mishpacha such a Kabbalah. Now, turning to the Rambam, what's most surprising when you talk about intermarriage is that, and we all know intermarriage, Chalila, is an awful thing. A Jew to marry a guy, we know in Nach, Ezra screams about the intermarriage that took place in his time. And it's almost unthinkable there should be no issa deraisa of intermarriage. So what the Rambam essentially does is even though the Pasuk says the language of the Pasuk is Lysis Chatein Bam, which literally means don't marry them, it's not possible to marry a guy, Ein Kedushin Taisin by an Akum. But the Rambam would rather say that there's an Issa to marry, in quotation marks, a guy, that intermarriage is a deraisa, even though it doesn't fit well into the language of Leisus Chatein Bam. Chitun implies marriage. So the Rambam Shita, the Mechaber always goes at the Rambam Shita, is that intermarriage is an Issa deraisa. Now Taisvis in Kedushin Samaches, and they quoted here from the Torah, Taisus and the Torah disagree, and they say that Loisus Chatein Bam means Begerusan if they're the Megayer. If they're the Megayer, you're allowed to marry a Ger. So it only refers Bam to the Shiva Amimim, which means that it's a double whammy. The Isser of a guy is only Begerusai. It sounds like there's no Isser into marriage to a guy. And even that is a Din Zayin Amimim. Because if it says Leisus Chatein, it has to be marriage. If it has to be marriage, it has to be a Ger. You're allowed to marry a Ger. So it must be referring to a Shiva. So it turns out that there's extraordinary nafkamina between the two. And that it would seem that according to everyone but the Rambam, intermarriage is not an Issa Deraisa. Marrying a non-Jew is not a specific Issa Torah. We'll see what he holds. I mean, we know that Zimri ben Salu was killed for just being mizana with a Geisha woman. So we'll have to see where the other Rishonim get it from.
What are children considered?
The children of a intermarriage. Children go by the mother, the Gabi Klai Yisrael. So intermarriage can take two forms. It could be a Jewish man with a Geisha woman, in which case Yisuru, Benechem Yacharai, they're not going to be Jews. Or it could be intermarriage of a Jewish woman with a Geisha man, in which case the child is a Jew.
So how would the Rambam learn the Shabbos and Bam? Is he living with them?
Leis Chatein Bam. We'll see the Mechaber now. Leis Chatein Bam means to live with them, because remember Pen Yisuru, it's not Znus. Pen Yisuru Ben Chami Acharei means they're going to grow up in the house. So it doesn't mean a
Maisa Zuz. You're limited on one level.
It's a good question. You fast Torah, the Torah was Matir. What's a big Chiddush if there's no Issa Deraisa?
No, but then they said only once, or only once. He's Dossers.
After that, it's also Togeris. So it implies that this is an Isser. It implies. Okay, so we're going to see. The Gra here, Gra Beis, deals with that.
Did the Shari Shonim treat Loisus Chatein Bam as an Asmachta?
No, it's a Deraisa. It's alive. It's one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. No Shaiva. Loisus Chatein Bam is one of the Shasa Loisa says. There's no Shaila. The Shaila is what is the Aveira? Again, the Rambam, whenever I used to get confused which sheet is the Rambam, which is the Torah, but then I realized the Rambam is going to say intermarriage is a Deraisa. The Rambam's Halach Yelech is always to go with Svara, and then it has to fit the Pasuk, but even if it's a bit of a Daichik in the Pasuk, that's the Mahalach of the Rambam. And that's the Shita here. What? So there's certainly not a good thing to intermarry, that we all agree. And there's a Kanon Pagan Vai, so there's got to be something. So we're going to figure out later this morning what's wrong what's wrong in our Torah. So we're going to see it. In Sif Beis, we'll see. Let's start with Sif Aleph. What? Machlei Vekilia. If they were a Megayer, it's the same Shaila. Machlei Vekilia, and the same issue. And Ezra and Nehemiah, all they screamed about intermarriage, right? Okay. Kedushin without Adam. Okay. Right, so let's see. Let's start the Mechaber. Bear in mind, the Mechaber is the Lashon HaRambam. In the Raman, the second line, there's a little innocent looking V'yesh Cholkin B'zeh. But that's the other Rishayim, which the Grod explains. So we'll focus first on the Mechaber, which is Shitas HaRambam. And then we'll switch over to the second Shita. Yisrael Shavah Kutis Derech Ishus. Yisrael is boil a woman derech ishus. This is the Rambam Shita, that even though there's no chitun, it's derech ishus, or the reverse. Yisrael is shenibul lekuti derech ishus, or a Jewish woman who's living intermarried. Hariyelu loykem et atayr shenem loysus chatin bam. This is the Rambam Shita. It's a lav day raisa loysus chatin bam. It's not karis. It's a lav avol.
One time, it's not
going to be issues. That's the next line. The Nikra, that's one time. So, Chayav Alemid Rabbanan, Mishum Kutis, comes out, there's only an Issa Rabbanan, Mishum Kutis, to be Bayal, a Znus, to go to a Zaina, who's Derech Mikra, that's only a Rabbanan.
Is it Malkus?
Well, it's a Rabbanan, so to the degree every Rabbanan is Malkus Magnus, theoretically it would be. And also she's a Zaina. Now that is a separate issue. A Zaina is a woman who's Mufkeres Laznos, according to the Rambam. If a man just has a one-on-one relationship, it's probably not a Zaina. But Umakadoisi Makas Maridis. It says you get Makas Maridis. So marriage, the Rambam holds the Raisa. Znos, the Rabbanan. If Yichto Loi Biznos, Chayv Alemid Rabbanan, Mishon Nida Shifcha Kutta Zaina. The Gemara says that Bezin Shal Chashmenoim Gozru, the Chashmenoim who had the problem with Yavnim in that day, there was an issue that they made a Gezera. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I think Vamid Vav, says Gezeras Nashgaz. The Gemara's abbreviation Nun Shin Gimel Zayin Nashgaz, that they were geyser, that a man who lives with a Gaisha woman is Kilu Ninshin Gozer Bayal Nida Shifcha Kutis Zaina. So they threw the book at him midrabanan.
What's the problem with
Zaina? So it says if Hayekayin a filibalai derech mikra like a minatayim shem Zaina. The Rambam says that the Zaina is Malkus Minatayra. Those who hold that the Issa Zaina of a woman, a Kadesha, is even once, would understand the Gemara that way too. You know, it's much like this, if this a Kadesha is Mufkeres to anybody, or Mufkeres to one person. But, what? I don't know. I try to understand why they use the Lashon Bishum Nashgaz. I mean, the Bezer Shashvadar made it Issa Chamor. So they use a Lashon Nashgaz. Nida Shifcha Kutis Zaina. What do you add by being Kutis on top of Nida and Shifcha on top of everything? Yeah. So I can't answer you. We know this is Gzeri Drabana at the Kutim. So it seems that they somehow included it, the pre existing Gzeri on the Kutim, which is Mizman Yeshua. So they said that. If you're Bayal, don't think being Bayal guy is okay. It's
maybe it's because of censorship.
No, maybe, who knows? I think it's Kutis. It could be.
You see,
in Mikra,
you write one
Mikra
as in Zaina.
Right.
So when you saw, when
well,
this was someone in
Derech Ishus,
it says, oh, he's all that's
in
Schattenbach.
Derech Ishus is alive.
Yeah, but
this
means Shalai Derech Ishus. It's all Zaina,
if it's a lav day raisa, who needs Zaina Durabanan? Well, all these are Durabanan. Yeah, but that means a Durabanan. There were guys with Durabanan, Nashgaz, Kilo Tzadayin. Chitun is they live as husband and wife. I think there is no. There is no, she's not Mufkeres. No, she has a boyfriend. So, but not that they're living together. If they're living together, I think it's. So anyway, this is the Shita Sarambam, which is that there is an Issa Daraisa, and the Yesh Cholkin is the Torah and the Taisus and Kedushin. And the Yesh Cholkin, surprisingly, holds that there's no Issa Daraisa of intermarriage. Intermarriage in itself is not an Issa Daraisa. So the best place on the page to see the Yesh Cholkin is in the Gra, depending on your eyesight. It may be the best place to see it in the Gra Beis, the Siman Tes Zayin Gra Beis. Yesh Cholkin. He explains the second sheet. The Ratzalaymer. The Einay Loika. that there's no malchus on intermarriage. Why? Two reasons. Chada, number one, the krabi shiva umaisu diksiv. The pasuk is talking about the shiva amim. Now it's a machlekes in the Gemara. Rakhla Rav Shimon, that means the Tanner Rav Shimon, kabayshish kasev sham. Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon darish tamad dekra. And it says there, penyasuru es binchame acharecha. The penyasuru is not the shiva amim, any gayish a woman. So Rav Shimon darish tamad dekra, so he also refers to everybody. The Rambam is passing it like Rav Shimon. But Zok de Gra, the Taisus Tain is, and I'm like, I'm not Rav Shimon, because I'm Shamruch HaShemish with Tzadik Zayis, if you're Dalit, there by the Mashkin of an Almana there. But I, Daf is not, so that's one reason. So there's no way to intermarry the person can talk about Shivamim. But I, the second reason. Daf is I, no, my Slek Olav, Ela Begeirusan, Oin Demigayer, Ela Begeirusan, Less luchasnus. How can you say less eschate means when they're goyim? Because shomru perik or alay vavam and aleph adam or aleph. The kaibul kabaskada kerev sheishasham. So he's saying that the two reasons that the marriage is not a direct, including less eschate. First of all, it's shiva amimin. And second of all, it's talking only after marriage. Now till here is easy. Then the grog, I mean it's a chiddush, but it's easy. Then the grog says if he brings up a dezara and alteris betaisis. Bitra leisikach. Now sefer the cross samach. Bitra leisikach lebanecha lebnai. Now there's no, if it's your daughter, a Jewish girl, there's no yesuru. The al karchach binachri yusan. That's the binachri is the bigay rusan leishayach kiyaser. If they're megayer, what do you mean kiyaser is bencha? If they're megayer, they're Jewish. V'nafkamina. She'en lechayiv ela bekiddush u'bal k'vash kasa bekiddushin. Now, it's a little hard to read because he keeps on going to other Gemaras. Hadar b'yidu b'yavam is nesinim David Gaza perish taisis ayin tes, whatever that was called, sugya. For Rav Perish, midaraisi ed besura el darishin, this guy that, I'm sorry, he later comes, expands on this. Let's see where it is. Yeah, at the end of the Gra, if you count the fifth line down, Varatza Loimer, towards the end of a line, he is one thing for the Sefer the Gra. As we have till now, the Torah holds that there's no Isser at all with a guy. I then the person is Bitcha Layasser, and then there's no Layasser. Ratza Loimer the Gali Gra Laysischata Mari B'Chala Umis the Pashte the Gra B'Chala Umis Koshtais Hashem B'Sig Davay the Zara. Okay, I'm not the ending of it. I'm not explaining. I'll explain. But the basic is what I told you at the beginning. The Rambam holds intermarriage. The Rambam holds the Torah and Taisus hold a only the shiva amim, only begerus. The question is at the end of the Kra asks nus by itself, where it says bitcha leisitin lebnai. Whether that's included. So let's switch over to the Beishmuel Aleph. We'll see it more clearly. Again, explain the Yeshchokim. Zutayi v'pukter safti simendale. The Rambam kaimalon kedam rabbi meikar bike yusan. The Rambam sheet is this innocent to marriage. Ikhastas, that's called chastas, leises chatin kai bike yusan. Gam, pasikrib shimon, the chalumis b'chlalabze. If shimon darish tamadikra, that penyasir, that's all dumis. That's the Rambam. Yesh Aimer Melo Sfir Leke Dama Rabba Lamaskana Leis Eschatin Koi B'Shiva Animis and only Begay Rusan Abig Yusan Shaychiton Gam La Rambam Ashu Deloi Laki Ela Babal Derechishus Lechiton Lad Loi B'Bia Levad Clinton Rambam you need both Chiton and Bia. You need Chiton, it says Leis Eschatin, and you need Bia because it talks about Pen Yisuras Bincha. You only can have a child with Bia. Now, this is the part I want to get to. Ushar paiskim chay b'zayin umis b'biya b'lai chiton b'shom le'sikach u'b'gei rusam chay b'shom le'sischat miyan b'ez kiddush. Saying the shar paiskim chay b'zayin umis b'biya b'lai chiton b'shom le'sikach. There's two isurim. There's le'sischate, which is to marry them, and then there's biya alone b'lai chiton, which is also awesome because at the end of the pasuk of Lesikach, where it says that you're not going to give your daughter over, so there is an Issa Tashmish also according to the Torah from the Sefer Dekra by Bia B'Lai Chitam. So that's sort of an aga, the second akuda, that we don't have Shiva Amin today anyway. So this is the way it stands. Now, before we get to other pratim, this is the emes is that according to the Torah and Tosis, there's no issa deraisa on intermarriage. There's no issa tayra. It's a davar pella. So we're going to see that. We'll have to see what happened with Pinchas and Zimri. What was the issa? With Zimri, yes. So the Shiva Amavin, there's issa deraisnos. That's what it says here at the end. Now, which wasn't any of Pinchas, wasn't Shiva Amavin. The Aruch HaShulchan is very unhappy with this idea. He talks about it in a couple of places. There's no issa to marriage, according to the... So he writes... after he brings the machlekes to Rambam in the Torah, he says, "Mekomaki yirali, afla cholked on Rambam. Mekomaki, and he be beisai ubayalai satabik in derchish v'yishtai chayv alam idaraisa." He says, "There's still an issa deraisa. What's his makar? Hachi issa b'loshna gemara v'edizara deraisa ishuch derechasnus. What is the loshna of deraisa ishuch derechasnus? Derchloim idazaini aliv idhilchasim." The Gross said it's not only the Hilchasu, because Rav at the end of the Gemara argues, says that's a daichit. Avagav deilem chasnos kibishu derechishus loki alami deraisa. Kainirali. So without a very solid foundation, he says it can't be that there's no issa deraisa. There's got to be some issa deraisa. Derech Hashulchan writes, and it's we agree with the sentiments, but it doesn't seem to be that way according to the Torah. So this is the basics of Loisus Chatan. Someone asked me last week, there's people who learn here late at night, so they were learning from the Yerushalmi, they asked me, is there any Isser being Bael Eishas Ish by a Ben Nayach who's married to a Bas Nayach? Does he have a regular Goyisha couple and they're married to each other? Now, married by Goyim is not Kiddushin or Chuppah. It says that if a man and woman, the Rambam says a man and woman live together in a house together, that's married by Ben Nayach. If they say goodbye to each other, that's divorced by Ben Nayach. I say shesish. That's what it says in the Rambam. Okay, the question is, Alt Ben Nayach, the zicher. One Ben Nayach to boil the shish of another Ben Nayach, there's no shayla. That's one of the shevamitzes that they're in the haraginim. Questions to a yid, is there an issa eishas ish of a goyish man, a goyish woman who are faithful to each other, that they live together? Where's the Tysus? You're right. Okay, you can do Shadef Yigil. I remember. You never go step down. Somebody asked me last week. I didn't know. And then Friday, I'm learning this. I see Beishmuel Beis. Take a look. It's a one liner. Beishmuel Beis. That's what you're saying. Chayv Alamid Rabbanan. Im Yesh Lo Baal. If a Goyish woman is married to a Goyish man, Ike Issa Deraisa. There's an Issa Deraisa. Not Eishas Ish of the Torah, but Hainu Asei V'Davak Bishtai Tes Kedush Dav Chof Aleph. I think it's your Gimel and Chof Aleph. Pesach Kedushin says in two places that there is an Issa V'Davak Bishtai in Issa Asei. So he says it applies to everybody. Torah says Davak Bishtai. That's Taisa Shita is that there's an Issa. But it's an Isser Asay. The Miches Chinuch and Kuf Pei Ches is Mesupik if it's an Erva that's Yarek Vayavar. Or not, because by an Isser Asay. Yosef was a Ben Nayach. The Chum is a Ben Nayach. Ben Nayach certainly also an Eishas Ish, right? He wasn't a Lekula Ben Yisrael. Question is, you have to mount Torah for Bnei Yisrael if there's an Isser. So it's a one line by Shmuel. The Pesachei Tshuva Aleph brings out the Chida argues. The Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, I am Berhetim, Ashkasim Yesh Lo Baal, I am Berkei Yosef, Shekasim Miu, Mashrik Tzasa, Dibri Aram, Berachas Mo Malachim, Bidereisa Ein Ish Islam Klau. But Gabi Klau Yisrael, they have no Eishas Ish. Chei Mashu Bechidushe Kedushim Lechad Mekamoi. One of the Rishayim is called Chad Mekamoi. And then there's no such din. and of Eishes Ish. Now, what's nafkamina to me and you?
With the child be a mamzer?
What?
With the child be a mamzer?
Child be a mamzer. A guy can't be a mamzer.
No, but
it's Eishes Ish. Yes, I don't think there's any mamzer. It's not a Jewish child that can't be a mamzer. It's a Goyish child. But anyway, there's only mamzeris from Karis anyway. Mamzeris is only Karis, so there's no Karis.
But if
there's no mamzeris by Karis, ain't there?
What about
Yisrael Aroyes? The Yisrael is no Shah. The Shah is for a Yid if this is included. The Yid, like you're saying, it should be more Kuladik. Now, there is a nafkamina. It's a very big nafkamina. What's a big nafkamina to me and you, if an Eishes Ish of a guy? It's a very big nafkamina. Yichud of a guy is a derabana. Yichud of a guy is Bezish HaChashvanan Gazru. It's a Gzera derabana. Now, there are very big nafkaminas between Yichud that's the Raisa and Yichud that's the Rabbana. Generally speaking, anything that's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Yichud, generally speaking, by the Rabbana with Sebech and the Mekilim, and by the Raisa with Machmir. Rapam used to say about the Yisr, there's a heter of Pesach Pesach Shusar Rabin. So machloikis, it's a steer of two Chuvas Arashba. If Pesach Pesach Shusar Rabin means it has to be a jar, and you have to be on that floor, that upstairs, or it just means that people are physically able to walk in and there's a nervousness, even if it's not a jar. So the Republican would say that by the Rashi you have to be machmer, by the Rabbanan you could be mekel makom tzairich. I was looking to be a seichud, but there's a clean lady in the house, so normally you leave the door open. What happens when it's 15 degrees outside? So ideally you avoid it, but mikra din by the Rabbanan you could be mekel. Now if you hold that the iser eishes ish of a ben nayach is deraisa, like the Beishmuel, then the isi yichud should be deraisa too. And then the isi yichud by anything like that should be a deraisa. So it comes out to be a tremendous nafkamina. And I'm not sure if the Mechitzchid have mentioned this nafkamina too. What?
But we follow this Beishmuel, the Maisa, when it comes
it's very hard. No one ever asked me a shaila. Am I allowed to be Mizana with the wife of a Jewish man, a Gaiusha man? Like, you know.
But the office creates a problem when you have a small office where you have a.
Yeah, yeah. Secretary. Well, you have problems with Jews, Jewish secretary, but there's a problem with Gaiusha secretary. Yeah, yeah.
It's true. More
what?
Why
the Torah is more? Because if you see, there's an old question: if Yichud is really in Nisibif Dayatzmai or it's a Siyog Dayraisa. If it's a Siyog, you can understand that where the Bia is in Issacharis. By Pnuya, it's not Dayraisa, right? Pnuya is also a Bezan Shel David Gazru on Issa Pnuya after the Ma'aseh Amen and Tamar. But if it's a if it could come to a Bia Dairaisa, so that's Mochamer. If the Bia is anyway Durabanan, being Mizana with a Gaisha woman is Durabanan according to everybody. Right? The Rabbah holds only Lysis Chatin and the Torah holds it's always Durabanan.
So the Issa
Pnuya is Durabanan. The Issa Pnuya Tahira, she's not a Nida, is a Durabanan. Today's Pnuya is our. What? Pnuya of a guy is a drabanan. Yeah, yeah. Pnuya of a guy is the drabanan.
Same level iser.
It's what?
The same level iser.
As what?
As
a yid. Well, you pnuya tayra by yid. Yeah, the same level. The same. All right. So that's really the next question. So we have the iser of it, the marriage of achlaikis. Deishasish vaita achlaikis. What about isanida? If a Gaisha woman is a Nida, does that make an Issa Nida Lagabi a Yid? No, a man is not Bibayal a Nida. So is there an Issa Nida Lagabi a Yid?
No, she can't be from a Yid.
First day.
What?
She can't be from a halacha.
Or is it being from?
No, not from her. I meant like an Isser of a Goy overriding an Isser of a Yid. I think about it.
What?
Is
that's the question. Is she a need or not? Most of the discussion centers around Esther Amalka.
Yeah.
sends around Esther Amalka. Now there's a Gemara, there's a Marsha and a Yaivitz. The Gemara in Megillah, I think Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says that it says two things. It says first that she asked Shaila, she used to be Mara Kasha Haisa be Omnam, what's the word? Kasha Omna Itai. That she behaved like when she was with Mordechai. So the Gemara says that she used to show Madame to see if it's Tar. But the Gemara actually says that she was Tevelas Yeshevas Lechekesh Mordechai. That she was that Achashverus was Bayal Har, and she was Tevelas Yeshevas Lechekesh Mordechai. It's Lashon Gemara. So Marsha says, how do you see Kashahaisa Bamna Itai? How do you see that she lived with Mordechai? What's the raya? She stayed married to Mordechai. So Marsha says, well, she is Nida Shailas. Achashverus cares? Achashverus cares if she's a Nida? Achashverus is not Kairis Hilchus Nida. So Marsha says, must be that she was living with Mordechai. Because Achashverus doesn't care about Hilchus Nida. That's the Lashon Marsha. The Hagos Yaivitz, the back of the Gemara, says on this Marsha, what are you talking about? There's no Isanida Tachashver to go by Goyim anyway. Here it's a Jewish woman and he's saying even a Jewish woman who's a Nida, there's no Isanida to a BS guy. No, there's no Issa. The BS is like Zermasim type of thing. That is no Issa. So this is the Yaivitz that they bring. They bring a second Raya. Right, the Gemara is Esther Farhes Yahaba. How is Esther allowed to be Nibala and she wouldn't give her life? Esther Farhes Yahaba. Why does it say Ha Esther Nida Haba? If Ashrayish didn't care about Nida. Now, not everyone holds Nida as Yahar Valyavar. The Shas Shita Kumta the K, Nida as Yahar Valyavar. So why does the Gemara say that is Esther Nida Haba? To write is no Issa Nida on a Bia with a guy. That's the raya that's brought, and I know one tshuva Hanin Dechakasiyayov has a tshuva in the Yardaya tshuva Chavtes. If there's in the note, the long footnote, if there's an issa nida, a guy and a man, whether the woman is the nida or is a guy or the man is a guy, and he says the svara is that there's an issa nida is only a Jewish man and a Jewish woman, and I believe he brings this raya Esther for Esyav. You say Esther nida have. So he says it's only a raya like the shach. Well, neither is Yarav Yavar, but it's a raya like the shach. What?
But if she's a nida, is there an issue on her to be nivala, or is it something with the other man?
Well, the Gemara answers karka olam, but in the kasha, what?
As far as biyasaku, but as far as nida is there, is there an issue on her?
In the Hava meter before it answered Karka Ilam, the Gemara held the issue is equal for both of them. Yes. I would think it's the same, but they're assuming it's the same. There's a fascinating for Yeshua, Daf Yud Gimel in the Kiddushin. Gemara says, how do you know when Eishes Ish is Mutter when a husband dies? How do you know when Eishes Ish is Mutter when the husband dies? So what would you say?
Svara
that what?
Like,
there's no ish. The ish is missing. Ish. So the Gemara starts that way. The Gemara says, who are, sir? He's about there. The Gemara says, that's not true. Most arayas stay after death. So the Gemara brings, how do you know it's mutter? From the pasuk, Sheva Yavas Mulchama, Bishachi Kachena. Or the Gemara says, Kamana, Gokhain Gavul Zasar. So otherwise it's mutter. What's the Gemara saying? It's not the Fei Yeshua. Gemara is saying it's not a Svara that Oisei Shasish when the husband dies. It's Yavis HaKosov. It says by Abed Nayach who's an Eishasish and the husband dies, then Yeshua holds she remains an Eishasish for the rest of her life. If they ever get, she becomes mutter. But the Yeshua says, the Gemara says the Svara who asala who hit the law, he disappears, it should be a head. The Gemara says not true. So Gemara says that we have Xeris HaKosim of Penyamas Vulchaba. That's only by a Jew. Mechatesi. So Yeshua says that a guy remains in Eishes Ish after her husband dies. Now it's seen as a wild sheet. I don't think anybody necessarily paskins that way. But well, there's issues legabi b'nei noyach. Legabi b'nei noyach, there's issues. So legabi the degree to which is b'nei noyach, there's issues. So at any rate, what?
So she can't remarry.
So she can never remarry. Yeah. If her husband's dying, she has to quickly get a divorce from him. But it doesn't have to be a Jewish divorce. It could be a divorce is to say goodbye, move your stuff out of the apartment. That's Yeshua says that's why Hetzisu v'sisarev. Why is Tamar chayev misa? Everyone says Baskayin. Why is she a ben nayach? Why is she chayev misa? So he says because Yeshua says now it's easy. She's neishas ish. Husband died. She's still a neishas ish. So. Okay, that I don't know. Maybe he wants to do a hinder mitzvah and killing her. I don't know.
Should be Megayer and then get married?
What?
Should be Megayer
and then. It's interesting. She's been there. She's got to be a Benayah. She's a Megayer. Probably. No, he knew she was. He didn't know that he was the guilty party. He knew this is his daughter. What? So I know how it could be Yibum then, but apparently it was some sort of Yibum. I don't know how that works. Anyway, this is a play Yeshua, but okay. The what? I'm not about God. I'm worried about me. I'm worried about my Yisayichud with the Gaisha woman. I'm not worried about the Gaim. I'm just, it affects me because there's a yichud with a Gaisha woman if she's an Isidarai, so then it's an issue.
You're speaking about Misa. What yeah. Is this just a get by a Gaisha woman? By Yaya
Kitlinaim? Yeah, what?
Is this a get?
By Gaim, yeah, the Rambam says, the Rambam beginning of Cathesius, he says, before Matan Torah, a man lived with a woman, it's marriage, they say goodbye to each other, it's a get. Right. That's what he says. There's another thing by. What? Avraham and Hagar, right. So, by Shechem, Ava Shetimei is Dina Achaisam. Dina was a Pnuya. B'nei Nayach and Mitzvah on a Pnuya. That's Ava Shetimei. No, they say they want to kill Shechem because they were over on Dina. They had to pass in Dina. I understand. Others say kidnapping. Okay. But the Pasuk said Ava Shetimei is Dina Achaisam. Why did Shetimei was there? So they bring that if you hold this in a Sanida, Dina was a Nida. If you hold this a Nida by Gaim and Yidden, then it would explain that there was such an Isser, and that's described. It's also Pnei Yeshua, it's in the Truvas Pnei Yeshua, the second volume of Truvas, Truva Ben Beis, he brings this as a Raya. Anyway, I think both things are, all three are Mechudish Tikka things. To say Eish HaSish of a Goy applies to a Yid is something of a Chiddish. To say she remains in Eish HaSish after her husband dies is, to put it mildly, something of a chiddush. And certainly to say that the dinei nida on a goyish woman with a man, it's also a chiddush. Pashas the Torah is given to Yin. In the Chakas Yayav, he says Misvara, there is no issa nida, and okay. So what's a nafkamina? How much of a nafkamina? A nafkamina is by his nos, it's worse. What? So why you have Misa for that? That's the question. But it says okay, so Kopanim, this is Sif Aleph, the basic dinim, and now we took the turn to Sif Beis, to Zimri ben Salu, and L'chara Zimri was innocent according to everybody. The Rambam holds it's only also through marriage. There was no marriage. And Torah and Taisa is not clear. They hold there's an issus at all. So it's very interesting. Right away, he starts habala kutis loy pogul by kanoim. So right away the chakas b'chaykei Dalet says, why don't you first tell me kanoim pagim by? Like it's very strange. It's like a back door. Really, the mechaber should have written habala kutis kanoim pagim by loy pogul by. It starts in loy pagubai. So the chakas b'chaykei Dalet says loy adati lo mehishmi din shal kanoim pagim by. She goes around, why does he start and say kanoim pagim by? I know it's such a good idea today to try to do it. You know, you get a lot of trouble in today's society to go and be kanam plagim by and kill somebody. So maybe that's why the Mechaber didn't want to make an open suggestion that somebody do this. But the Mechaber says the following. Remember, the Mechaber is the Rambam. He just brought that intermarriage is necessary, but Znus is not, is a Darabanan. So here, he wants to stress the Chumrah of Znus with a Gaisha woman. So he says the following. Abala Kutis. If loy pagu by kinaim, if nobody killed this yid that was balakutis, v'loyel ku bezin, and bezin didn't give him malchus, which means malchus meredith, hari oin shem beforish b'divrei kabbalah. The oinish is a pasuk in Zechariah in Nach, shehi bekaris. Funny thing, it's a drabanan dikakaris. I don't know how that works. In Nach it says that is this a karis and emar ki chilal Yehuda. Kodesh Hashem Asher Ohav Uba Bas El Nechor, because the Jews were Bayol Bas El Nechor, the Karas Hashem Leisha Shiyasena Volo Yelo Erva Aina, and he won't have any continuation. Yisrael Ulo Yelo Er Bechachamim Volo Aina Betalminim. So we darshed Aina with an Ayin, not an Aleph, but it means that he'll have no hakaris, he'll be the akrisis lodiris. So somebody is bala kutis, and this is, he's saying that it's a level of karis de rabbanon. The avoin zed Ramah says yesh by hefsid she'im b'chol arayis, and this is terrible. It's worse than arayis in one way. Shebnai abamin ashifcho min anachris ein benai ashenkem b'shar arayis. You have a good question. I don't know. The child's not a Jew. So what if the child's not a Jew? He's not a Jew, so not a Jew. Rabbi Yaakov has his chiddush. Rabbi Yaakov holds that it's a chiddush gadol. Rabbi Yaakov held that a goyish child from a Jewish father and a goyish mother, it's a mitzvah legayroi. It's a mitzvah to be megayroi. His children write from one of the Mayalim in Muncie, they bring three Makairis that Rabbi Yaakov held this way. He says that it's Zera Yisrael. It's Zera Yisrael is a guy. And it's a mitzvah to try to be Makair him. Even if he's a Ger Katan, and he won't be Makair mitzvahs, they're right there that he told one of the Mayalim, if you get called to a bris milah for a Jewish child with a Gaiish mother, or mother who had a conservative reform conversion, which is a Gaisha mother, be mechavim l'shem geirus, and get to wait to stand there l'shem geirus.
No.
The baby is not Jewish, the father is Jewish, and the mother is not. Right. So that's what he said. They write, b'sof yamav, he got a lot of flack for it, so he stopped telling it to people. But he held that the idea that it's an einish, your child's a guy. What do you mean, the child says? A man's mezuzah, a goyish woman, he doesn't have to run after the child. The child's a guy in practical life. It makes it easier. When he's chayzeh b'tshuva, he starts a new life. And it's a goyish child, a goodbye. It's, Sir Yaakov held that it's still, there's an aspect of Zera Yisrael in it, which it's a mitzvah to try to be the guy, a mitzvah to try to bring him to Gaius. What? Gaius
before the
Greeks
were simultaneously.
Well, there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs at the time. But it's a baby. But he didn't say be total the baby. I don't think the parents are going to agree. But that's what they bring. Shabbat mind,
was
it carried
by the other way of the woman?
The woman.
Talking about a man.
Yeah, well, if it's a Jewish woman, then the child's really Jewish.
No, there's a
chorus. Oh, there's a chorus? Oh, so somebody says here, we'll see in a minute. It says in Yeridaya, I brought the Yeridaya. There's this two ways. It keeps on talking about the men. It doesn't talk about the women. So I'll see in a second. So that's what he says. Now, V'avoyin zed, Ramah says, Yesh bei hefzit shem b'chol reshom, V'nei abal b'nei shulchir, V'nach zed b'nei b'shikim sh'arayis, Habal akutis b'farhesia, Shidilash kadab paikabai, kabaish is bar, bechash and mishbat simdachay, who bechal arayis, vidin lahar vilayavar, kumabishar arayis. This is a chiddush. That even though being bala kutis betzida is not an iser, according to the Rambam, or even according to the, not clear according to the Taisus. According to Rambam, certainly not, but it's Yarad Vayavar to do it before Hesia. We find by Kano and Paikenbaum. Now, this whole sif needs a biur. How could it be? It's not an issue there, I said, but Kano and Paikenbaum. Yarad Vayavar. The whole thing is a Dovazar. So again, first the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, again, seems to be disturbed by this. So he says the following. Sent for Hesia means 10 Jews. And of course he says, La davka habia mamish le'ineim. Does a yefshir. Also, misyachin ima b'cheder l'shem bia. In pogo by kadam ha-mekanu l'kvayde shalmakim, hariyel's reason u'mishubachim. Says, Dove zeh hu aloch l'mashem Sinai. That's what he says. Says, it's aloch shem Sinai. There's no way to say, I said, kadam paikamai. And it's only a heter if you're really a kanoi and you do bishas maisa kli zimri. Avalam pirish mi mano once he's parishama in paikimbay. So this is the way the Aruch HaShulchan takes this. That it's a separate halacha. It's a separate halacha. The paikimbay. We learn it from there, and there's nothing more to it. This is the his take on it. Yeridaya, there is a certain amount of more, I could call it more logical spin on it, so to speak. Because the whole thing of Karam Paigabai, I think they write, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, it might be in Sichas Musar, said, yes, me Shilas, I can answer Shilas. There are three topics I can't answer. Shilas about the Gemara that says Godel Aveira Lishma Mi Mitzvah Shalai Lishma. You want to know, tell me, how do you do an Aveira Lishma? He said, I can't answer you. And Esas is Hashem Efeira Teresecha. You're interested in doing Efeira Teresecha? I don't know the Gedarim. And Kadam Paikabai. He said, these three things, they're like exceptions to the Klali Atayra. They're right, Aveira Lishma. Where does that come from? And Esas from Efeira Teresecha. You're racing a deraisa. Rabbeinu HaKadosh knew when he could do it. But we're not barachi. And Kadam Paikabai also. Pinchas did it. He understood. It's interesting. The Gemara said, the Lashon Gemara is, Pinchas said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Loikach li madateinu Rabbeinu, kashi yaradata mehar Sinai, bayal haram is Kadam Paikabai. That's Lashon Gemara. When you came to Har Sinai, you taught us Kadam Paikabai. So Moshe told him, what it was his Lashon, Krina digrisa iulahavi pravanka. You're right. The one who comes up with it, you do it. So he told them, you're right, but you do it. Not me. Whatever that means. So the Mefarshim ask, that's the first halacha Moshe taught on the way down from Har Sinai? Like, you come to Har Sinai with the whole Torah. You have to learn Kashrus. You have to learn Shabbos. You have to learn the Kiddushin and Gerushin. The first thing Moshe makes you write from Har Sinai, he taught them Kedom Paikimai. They're in the Midbar. So the answer, I don't remember who, it could be Sir Chaim Shlomo himself, he says this. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he broke the Luchais, Shaloi B'tzavo Amei Hashem. God didn't tell him break the Luchais. Says afterwards, Hashem was Maskim Al Yadai. So he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, when you came down from Har Sinai, you showed us that there are times that even without a Tzavo Amei Hashem, you have to do anyway. So he learned from Moshe bringing the Luchais that the same thing here, Kadam Paikabai. Now be very careful. People are going to say, Kadam Paikabai, they're going to beat up the somebody in shul they don't like, Kadam Paikabai. Like, we don't know exactly the halachas of it. But that's it's a beautiful word that by breaking the Luchas, he showed him there's a extra regulatory avenue to punish. Now, anyway, this is the Mechaim. What it says in Yeridaya, it's taken, Darach HaShulchan takes it, must be Allah Shem Sinai. Yeridaya, it's seen as a Gilui Kra, actually. Kufnun Zayin. Sifalv is very long in Kufnun Zayin. It's in the second Ramah. The Kufnun Zayin went to the third Ramah. There are three places in the Mechaber. Kufnun Zayin, the Dinam Yaharag Val Yavar. And there, in the Dinam of Yaharag Val Yavar, the Shach and Taz bring a Machlekes Rishayim. The Taz brings a Ramban, the Taz of Kotenvav, quotes from the Ramban that the din of Kanam Paigabai is Megala Ahalacha. It's not just Snam, Iver Kanoi Paigabai. He brings that, the Ramah's Lashon. Ramah says, Oive Kechavim Habal Bas Yisrael. Now, this is you asking, the Shulchan Aruch here is a Yehudi with a Gaisha woman. Here, Oive Kechavim, a Gaisha man, a Bas Yisrael, Bechlau Gilei Arayos. It's called an Erva. Where does that come from? We just finished saying, Machlech the Rambam in the Torah. And here he comes, Haba Bas Yisrael, I'm sorry, Haba Bas Yisrael, he says, Eve Bechal Gilei Arayos, that there's no Issa Gilei Arayos. It's not an Erva, which stems what I was saying. On that, the Taz brings, he says, Pirish Vihi Pnuya, the Bas Yisrael is a Nananashis Ish, Eve Gilei Arayos. Iderasnus, a Nisarak Machaikazeris Bezu Shoshem. Iderachasnus, Lysischatin Bab Nafka. Dava Mishara Veris, Stayorg Valyabo Lysischatin Bab. That's what he says. Then he brings a Ramban that Yisrael Habal Akum, when it's the reverse, when it's a Jewish man and a Gaish woman, the Machaibe Mises have the Kanam Paigabai. He says that when it's a Jewish man and a Gaisha woman, Kanam Paigenbai is Megala, a separate gedder of an Issa Deraisa. In other words, Ramban Shita is that it's an Erva, it's Yarg Vayava. That the Ramah only said, Oivikama Babas Yisrael is not Yarg Vayava, it's not an Erva. But the other way around, it is an Erva. And Kanam Paigenbai is not just Avashem Siyai Kanam Paigenbai. It's Megala to us that the Torah forbids it. It can't be the Torah that doesn't forbid it and you're allowed to kill somebody who does it. So the Ramban Shita is that the Torah forbids it. Kanam Paigenbai is Megala to us that there's such an Isser. And it's even Yarag Valyavar, he says. That's Shita. What?
But if it's not a situation, Kanoim. And you know that that guy was
Madonna,
why doesn't it kill?
Why doesn't? Because there's no Issa in Isa. There's only Issa Kadam Paigabai. The same Giloy that tells us that in Isser only revealed to us that Kadam Paigabai. It has its own unique rules. That's what it seems. The Shach brings the Ramban too. He adds that since Zechariah Navi said there's an Issa Karis, can't have a Darabatan Karis. The Issa Karis is Megala. That there's something that the Midat Torah it's also. It's not a lot, it's not an essay. There are many such things that we have in Messiah that are deraisas without a pasuk. It's not the only thing. There are many things on Mishnah Messina.
What would you call it? It's not a lot?
It's a Kadam Paiga, it's Megalitas. That's what the Ramban, that's what he brings from the Ramban, this sister. The Shach brings the Ramban as well. He says in Sivkot, I think it's in Beis, that Avol Yisrael Balav Yichavim B'Kal Gilei Arayos Yehard Vayaver Keikos of Rambam B'Sefer Teresa Adam V'Via Yaran V'Beis Yosef. He brings that there's such a, that it's an Isser from the pasuk of Kanaan Paigenbai. He said, "Kedar Paigabai is Megalatas that it's Arayus, and from Kedar Paigabai it's a Gila. Tamam, what's the reason of the Ramban? The lay of a Gila is a Tama Bala Rab is Kedar Paigabai. They say it's only a Jewish man because the whole erva of a guy is from Kedar Paigabai. We learn it out, and he says, "Haydu for Hesia Dafka in private. There's no Issa Daraisa. It's only before Hesia." He says it's Dumya, the Zimri, and that's the only case that's an Isser. And that's what he says. And then he brings in the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef says even more. He says, you're right. From Kedar Paigabai, you can only learn out for Hesia. He says, the Mukiyah says, what about the Makar from Zechariah? There's a chorus. He says, the Mukiyah of Kasav, Kiman that fill a light poga by Kadam Chayiv chorus, that fill a bit sinner Yarg Vayavar. So even mitzina, it's an iser. If it's karis, that means it's got to be some sort of iser daraisa. So it's a backdoor iser daraisa. And there are a few things the Gemara says that are not megula, like nisachamayim. There's no beferish apostle. There are mazim or arava on yom shvi shalpei shalsukis. There are some things that are not clearly mentioned in the psukim. But this is what they say. Now the Rebbe Yehuda Kedarkai goes to town on this. He doesn't. The Rebbe Yehuda never likes making new isurim in the achrayim and bringing it. He says, "I have no time in the Muki Yosef. I have a time on the Shach for bringing the Muki Yosef." The Muki Yosef maybe holds the Rabbanan Ziyarat Vayava. That's what the Rebbe Yehuda says in Pesachim. Maybe the Rebbe Yehuda sheet is the Rabbanan Ziyarat Vayava. We don't pass it that way. So he says, "Iloshin loyal Muki Yosef anitama." What's he bringing? This Muki Yosef that even Bitsina, it's Yehar Gval Yavar with a guy, you're telling people to give their lives based on what? Based on the Muki Yosef that has no clear makar. So bottom line, what we really come away with is this whole sugya is that there's a lack of clear sources and clarity in what exactly the Isser is by Ibn Nayach. It's something of a surprise, and it's very, very challenging. I actually once had a phone call, a woman who's intermarried, and she said she started to become frum, very hard for her to leave her husband. She asked me if she should start going to the mikveh. Married to a guy. She asked me if she should start going to the mikveh. Rabbi Yosef, what would you tell such a person?
Huh? What we're learning today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible as an iser. What about mitzad the kiruv of kiruv rechaikim? Is it better, like, to give a? They say that somebody on Yom Kippur had to eat chazer. So he said, "I'll eat chazer, but at least shechted and check the treifas." So they asked, I forgot which gadol, like, what shechita do you do on a chazer? He said, there's no shechita on a chazer. There's no checking treifas on a chazer. Like, see, here also, if somebody comes, I'm married to a goyish man, do I go to the mikveh? So on the one hand, let us start going to the mikveh. Maybe it'll bring her closer to frum kite emotionally. On the other hand, you're giving her a shtempel? Like, go to the mikveh when you live with him. It's not so terrible. It's not such a bad thing. It's I'll care of you. What?
With
the Shapiro. Yeah.
A guy came to her and
said, "Buddy, but I didn't come in from her. The wife didn't tell him to give her a get. It was the carver." So she should be Megayer.
Yeah, she was eventually.
Yeah, she when Rabbi Schechter, official Schechter, was an 8th grade rabbi by us many years ago, he came down to me to the basement in a panic. He says, "I have a guy who lives in a city somewhere in Pennsylvania, and he listens to my daf yomi. He calls me with questions. He says he has a city and they'll tell me they're chachamim. And he always calls me with questions. I have a relationship with him for years. You know, I remember Fisher gave the English daf yomi on Dialadaf when it was the only one. He says he's coming now to Brooklyn. He said he made an appointment to visit me. So he told me on the phone call he wants to talk to me. He's married to a Gaisha woman. I think he said an Oriental woman. And he became frum. They have two kitchens. They have her trefa kitchen. She doesn't have a guy. They have her kitchen and his kosher kitchen. They have two kitchens. Shabbos, he's Shabbos Shabbos. He has a Shabbos guy very available to him. He's married to one. And he's coming to talk to me about it. He says, it's fascinating. There's a marsha, if you say, Kama Shekhana Isha Kana Baila, by a marsha, by Esther. If you say, Kama Shekhana Isha Kana Baila, if a yid is married to a guy, or a guy is married to a yid. But, what? No, the afkamin is if you can sell your chametz to a Gaisha woman who's married to a Jewish man. You can say Shabbos. What? Yeah, I understand. So, I don't know. What do you do exactly? It's a very, very challenging thing. You know, in the earlier generations, they would have screamed at him. But today, you scream at somebody, he says, fly a kite. You know, it's not, the world is not.
Bring them closer.
They're nice. Well, he's bringing them close. He's teaching daf yomi for 10 years. Okay. Anyway, so that's the story. Okay, we go to Sif Gimel to Shifcha next week. It's the last week for this year's shiurim, and. Hashem.
What is Helm Seder?